This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger, and Kay Godbey is here, and she makes an annual visit, sometimes more often, but every year about this time she's here to talk about the Emmington 3rd of July celebration. Kay, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing just fine.
Well, I want to, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to for speaking on the air today and to talk about Emmington.
Well, this is a great annual tradition, and it's the 3rd of July, and of course, that's what catches people's ear just immediately. So tell the story. Why is it the 3rd of July celebration?
Well, back in 1968, a group of kids that were my age went around town, and they knocked on all the older ladies' doors and said, you know, we want to have a parade. And everybody went out of town on the 4th of July, so they decided to have it on the 3rd. So they decorated their bicycles, and they said, you know, sit out on your porch at 4 o'clock, and we're going to have a parade. What they did was they went around the block, like, twice, and that has started the tradition where we still do that, where we'll have the parade. And this year we're going to start it out at 6 o'clock in the evening, but we always go around the block twice, and usually the front meets up with the back end of the parade, and we just have a continuous parade all the way around town.
Okay, and somebody has to be there to keep track of when you've done the two laps.
Yeah,
to keep with tradition.
They usually have somebody take the numbers off at the end, you know, so that they don't go around one more time. So
okay, well, it's a lot of fun, and I know there's a committee of four, but would you say most of the town gets involved with this? Or
yes, we have a huge cadre of volunteers that assist with this, but we couldn't do it without those volunteers because, you know, they're very helpful. They're very committed also. We actually, our main committee is myself and my sister Kathy Kramer and Pam Crouch and Scott Wiley. Those two, the last two, they handle all the financial stuff, so they take care of that. But last year we actually had about 40 volunteers that helped us volunteer with the third. And all I usually ask is just give me 1 hour. And if you can give me 1 hour to pitch in and just help with whatever activities we need help with, then you can enjoy the rest of the day with your friends and family and, you know, have your own picnics or potlucks or whatever and just, you know, just have a good time. And it works out very well. And I'm still looking for volunteers. You know, if anybody's out there right now listening and they would like to help us out, you know, we still need a little bit of help with like raffle tickets and, you know, selling tickets for like food and that type of thing. So we have Emmington Community Association Facebook page where we actually have a lot of information on there. And if you'd like to volunteer, you can go ahead and sign up on that page, or you can also contact me and I can get you registered and signed up.
Very good. Well, we hope people do. Now, how elaborate an event has this grown into? What all is planned for this year's celebration?
Oh, we've got a lot of things planned. The theme of the event this year is going to be Salute to Disney.
Okay.
And the reason that it's Salute to Disney is I heard a story last winter we were talking when we were planning this that Walt Disney actually visited Emmington.
And that's impressive.
Yes, it is. And it's like he came to visit in the 1930s because apparently he had relatives that lived in Emmington. Their last name was Robinson. We actually know exactly where that house is. It's a little green house on the main drag of Emmington. So that's where Mrs. Robinson lived. And he traveled to Emmington in the 1930s. And this was right after Steamboat Willie, which came out like in 1928.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, our annual celebration is going to be called Salute to Disney, and that's what our parade theme is going to be. And we're actually going to have some relatives of Walt Disney are going to be in the parade, and their initials are M&M. And so it's a surprise. So, you know, make sure you guys come out and see him and visit with him.
Well, it does sound like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start out at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to have our tractor drive. We did this last year, and we had about 19 tractors that went out to the James Bunning family farm. It's about 16 miles, I believe, is what it's going to be. And they host the luncheon for all the tractor drivers.
Okay.
And I want to really graciously thank the Bunnings because they provide that lunch for them. We're going to also have a car show that's going to start about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There is no registration fee, so just bring your antique cars, trucks, or anything you want to show. Last year we had about 65 entries, so we're hoping to top that a little bit.
That is quite more. A show, absolutely.
We're going to give you a goodie bag, too, if you participate.
Okay.
We're also going to have a crafter vendor show. It's going to start at 2 o'clock, and we got about 20 vendors that are going to be putting out their wares. We're also going to have bingo starting at 2 o'clock, and we're going to have cash prizes with that. I'm not sure how long it's going to go, so however anybody wants to play, that's how long we're going to go.
I was going to say, as long as people are having fun, it keeps going.
We're also going to have face painting by Wild Style Design. They're going to start at 2:30, and it's for a small donation, about $4, so you can get your face painted. Kitty Tractor Pull is going to start at 3, and we're going to classify them by weight. And if anybody's overweight, we're also going to have an adult tractor pull this year. We had it last year, and it was a big hit. That's going to start at 7 o'clock, so that's for men, women, or juniors, and it's $5 entry fee for that. And then you split the proceeds. Whoever wins, you know, they can go ahead and they can split it. We also got kids games. They're going to start at 4 o'clock, and we're going to have another round at 7 o'clock, and that's going to have bubble gum chewing contest, egg race, cozy coop. So it's lots of fun for everybody.
That sounds like it.
You know, the onlookers, you know, they'll check it out, too. And
You're going to have your own fireworks display?
Oh, yes.
I was going to say we left that out. We have to talk about the fireworks.
Yeah, the fireworks are really, really good. We've been told that they're some of the best in Livingston County, especially on the 3rd of July. People can see them from all over.
Absolutely. And it's before your fire worked out. After a certain point on the 4th of July weekend, you've seen a lot of fireworks.
Yep.
So get it fresh. Get the first round in Edmonton on the 3rd of July, which is a Sunday this year, I believe.
Yes, it is. So it's going to be a really good day to spend a lot of time in Edmonton.
Okay. I think the only other thing we should talk about, Kay, we're running a little short on time here, but let me ask you, what's the best way to get there? For anybody who's never been to Edmonton, what's the best way to find it?
Well, the problem is right now we have some construction on 116.
Well, that's kind of why I brought it up.
So we got a little bit of a detour, but you can go in the hole in the wall road if you're familiar with that. On Route 66, you turn at the hole in the wall and you go straight east, and then you go about 3 stop signs and turn left. So we're about 21 miles east of Pontiac, right off of Route 47. Also, the other thing is we're going to have a lot of food served out there. Roadrunner Restaurant is going to be serving lunch and dinner. The Boy Scouts are going to be having popcorn, hot dogs, and drinks. Dwight Women's Club is going to have desserts. So you won't go hungry. And we also have a huge raffle. We got about 170 items in the raffle this year. So you're pretty assured of winning something if you buy a ticket.
You know? Okay. That always makes it nice.
Yeah. We're also going to have a street dance, and the band is going to be Breaking Storm. And once again, I want to thank the volunteers that have helped, because we couldn't do it without them.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great day in Edmonton, and it's just a one-day festival. Mm-hmm. And as you say, the earliest things start about 10 o'clock, and it'll all wind up with the fireworks, which are going to come after dark, whenever that is.
Yeah, at dusk. We're going to have the band, too.
We wish you all the best, as we always do. We hope it's a great day out in Edmonton.
I hope we don't have any rain.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, so it'll be sunshine. That's what we've got to wish for.
Kay Godby's been our guest this morning. She is one of the planners for the Edmonton 3rd of July celebration, and it's self-explanatory. It happens on the 3rd of July in Edmonton. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.